as Super Saiyan.
All right, we are live. Talking about food. Ham. Where does ham rank in the hierarchy of smoked meats? Is ham smoked?
Is ham smoked?
I know you can eat ham without, like, cooking it.
It must be.
It has to be, right?
Or it's like cured.
Ham is not.
Is there a difference between...
Yes, there is a difference. Don't get me started on cured. We will talk all day about this then. But see...
What is pastrami?
Pastrami is fucking beef.
Is it cured? Is it smoked?
Pastrami is brined.
I don't fucking care. Dude.
It is brined and then smoked, I believe pastrami is.
You know, this is smoked. This is fat freaking blunt.
Jake has the biggest blunt I've seen in my life.
All seeds.
Sticking out of his fucking nose, bro. He's sniffing that ganj. Cured would be a prosciutto. That's cured. Capicole. Maybe you've heard of it, known by other the artist formerly known as Gabagool. I don't know if ham is smoked, but I would still take bacon over it, even though I would never envision myself just eating a strip of bacon, even though you could absolutely do that.
Wait, what?
What?
What? Run that sentence back by me one more time.
You can eat just a strip of bacon.
Like in the package?
Yeah. Like out of the pack. Off the pig.
I don't believe that for a second.
Off the fucking factory floor.
How?
Because it's smoked.
It is...
Like, bacon is cooked. It'd be so funny if I'm wrong, and like the four people who listen to this are like, let me try and eat this raw ass fucking bacon. The worst experience of their life.
I think you're wrong on this one.
I think.
And what is the process of getting of bacon?
I'm glad you asked. It is. Oh boy. So you have a pig, right?
Yes.
And
we love it.
And you love it. And you, unfortunately, we're gonna beep censor for the sensitive listeners. You kill the pig, brutally. It feels it, every minute of it. Then you cut the belly. By the way. Having seen a pig butchered in front of me, like a pig carcass, the media has been body shaming swines for decades now. They are not that big. They are not that rotund.
They make great pets.
Not that chunky. I bet they don't.
That's literally false, but...
Who is determining
all the people with pigs as pets?
Don't pigs eat, like, fucking everything?
You can feed them.
Yeah, but what if that motherfucker just comes up here and starts eating the couch?
I don't think that'll happen.
Like,
they're not goats. Goats will eat fucking everything.
Now that's a pet right there.
No, that's a beast.
No, that's a boss right there.
Pigs can be domesticated.
That's awesome.
It is pretty cool. And I've heard that they're great pets.
Long time listeners.
Yeah.
We've tried
to brainstorm the like fan base, and it'll just be the
long time listeners. Yeah. Yeah, dude, that's so good actually. All like two of you.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
And it's been both
of us. But no, so you cut their stomach. There's a lot of fat on their stomach, but then there's like the section of meat that in Italy is called tessa. Once you cut it,
what is it called in freaking American?
Pork belly.
Oh.
Tessa,
makes sense to me.
Tessa's a little bit different. Tessa is cured. Which means that you can eat it, and it will be it's uncooked, but you can eat it because of the curing process. But then, so you have that cut, right? The tessa. And you can do, and from here you can do one of two things, man. You can either roll that shit up and smoke it. Not even kidding. And smoke it. Get fucking blazed off the fucking pork, bro. Roll it up. Smoke it, and you've got...
You got a good time.
Pancetta.
Oh, you have a great time.
You're having it. We smoking pancetta. Or you don't roll it up and you smoke it and you get bacon.
Alright, so
and I pull that out, is leading me.
I'm gonna pull out like a thing of bacon right here from like still unopened pack.
On mic, we will be eating.
We're gonna be eating bacon straight out of the fucking plastic.
Straight off the fucking pig, man.
I still don't believe that, and I'm not ever going to...
I might be wrong.
Give it a shot.
I'm not going to look up anything about this, though. I'm going to forget That's it right. in 10 minutes.
That's right.
Yes, sir. But you know what else I've had is bacon jerky, quotes around that last word, and the first word as well, which to me appeared to be slightly dried out bacon that you get in, like, the pack... Like Oscar Mayer bacon.
Oh.
It was terrible. It was absolutely great. Horrendous.
That's good stuff.
That's making me, which makes me, I imagine eating, I imagine eating just like an uncooked strip of bacon. It just like slides down your like fucking tongue.
Ew.
Down your throat. Cause it's like fucking slimy.
You're gonna like choke on it.
Yeah, you 100% will. And the doctor's gonna come and, like, pull the shit out, like one of the, like, hand slappers that, like, sticks to the wall.
Oh, no. You get out, like, gumball machines.
It's fucking bacon. It's
a fully uncooked strip of bacon in your throat, Zach. What the fuck is this? I had to settle something.
I had to prove a point. Oh, here's the nail clipper.
I see that. Where I still don't think that's ours.
This one?
Yeah.
This is ours.
Are you sure?
Revlon. The name you can trust. I made this myself.
Oh, well. You hammered it out.
Yeah. Oh, Revlon is on both sides. Have I ever... I did talk about how just beautiful the construction of a nail clipper is, right?
On mic?
Was it on mic? I don't know.
I'm asking you. Because I'm wondering.
My name's Zach, actually. Oh, I'm Zach, by the way. joined by...
Oh, I'm Jake.
Joined by Jake. This is more podcasts about buildings and food.
We should do an episode one day where we actually talk about buildings or food.
That would be so funny. Well, I mean, okay, we talk about food every episode.
No, we don't.
And we're going to get to buildings later. Remember that? That's our bit.
Yeah, that's our, like...
Hey, what's that,
Oh, speaking of food,
Anything important?
Adam Rappaport has resigned.
Oh, shit. I did see that. Get the fuck out of here. I meant to tell you that. I saw it, like, right before I went in the shower. While I was naked. Scrolling my phone. We will talk about buildings one day. And long-time listeners are gonna fucking love it.
Just like, I mean, I don't have a laptop, so I'd be like scrolling my phone, which is not great
for my
posture, I guess. I don't know. Not
for,
great.
For what? Talk about buildings?
Yeah, just like scrolling through pictures of buildings.
Oh, that would be cool, though. We could do like theme weeks.
I was looking at
Brutalist, Postmodern.
There's some...
We could do prison week, where you look at cool prisons.
I don't know about that.
Hospital.
I was at Walnut the other day, yesterday.
Walnut Street.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I protested down there.
That's cool. I was there on a walk doing nothing.
You were counter protesting.
Oh yeah, I was
by Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. This is counter revolutionary. No, I was looking at the fucking for the Apple store. And I might just be like stupid or blind or
it is on Walnut Street.
So yeah, Zach, I know. I've been there. I've been in there before. But I just could not see, like, there's a few stores with, like, you know, boarded up and shit.
Yeah, we were planning on rioting, but then we saw the boarded up windows.
Right.
We were like, ah, beat us to it.
Drat. And I did not see the Apple store there at all. And maybe I am just fucking stupid.
I took a walk down there a few weeks ago, and there was, like, the, like, Apple Care guys, like, were out front, like, harassing people to, like, talk about Apple products or whatever.
That's cool.
I quickly walked to the other side of the street. I'm, like, the implicit bias, like, yeah, training, where it's like, oh, if you see a black guy, then you will cross the street. It was me, but, like, Apple Care guys.
Yeah, people selling things.
I will cross the street, so I will walk into fucking traffic to avoid that shit.
To escape, like, mid-level marketing schemes. But no, yeah, I don't know. What the fuck were we saying?
I don't know why you brought up Apple.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a building, I guess.
Actually, it's a food. It's everything we need.
The fruit of knowledge.
That's holy shit.
That's what... holy shit, hold on.
Holy... we cracked this one case
wide
open.
Is that why it's called... they call themselves Brand... Apple?
Brapple?
They call themselves Apple.
They call themselves
like,
Brapple. We are Apple.
Hello, I'm Apple.
I'm Apple. Tim Cook, I'm Apple.
Is that why?
Is that where the name
came
from?
And it has,
from?
Like, the bite out of it?
Holy shit.
Like, our...
Apple is the original sin.
Like...
holy shit. Technology.
This is...
society. Because you be on your damn phone. That's the original sin. Holy
actually,
shit.
Is that it? It seems kind of arbitrary otherwise.
Well, Steve Jobs was Syrian. What does that tell us
was
about
he?
This? I think he was.
I'm going to look this up right
I
now.
I think, because that's something that, like...
look it up on IMDb.
Steve, looking up Steve Jobs. Well, you're just going to get the fucking Jobs movies.
No, Steve Jobs is a producer.
Holy shit, he is.
He's Californian, actually.
I feel like that's a bit of, like, that's, like, a fact that, like, liberals pointed out to defend the basic human dignity of, like, immigrants back when ICE was, like, wilding out all the time.
They've since stopped.
Yeah, no, they're chilled out. We're abolishing police except ICE. But I feel like that was a point
okay,
that
I'm
like,
not seeing. Hold on, maybe trivia?
Trivia. He's Syrian.
CEO of Apple Computer. Top trivia piece.
That's useless.
Stupid. Friends with Bill Clinton.
Bad
kinda
look.
Kind of sus.
Kind of a bad look now.
Okay, hold on. Are we just, like, not assuming that Steve Jobs is up to some vile shit in his personal time? Absolutely. I guarantee that man was on Jeffrey Epstein's fucking black book.
Dude, can you fucking imagine?
Yes, I can. Very easily.
Was he a billionaire, Steve Jobs?
Yes. What the fuck?
I don't fucking know. Jake keeps a list, a running tab of the billionaires.
Oh, he was adopted.
From Syria.
No.
Yes.
Maybe? I don't know.
He was adopted, huh? Well,
yeah, that's also kind of sus.
Kind of sus, yeah.
Why the fuck
two
was he awarded
that,
the Grammy Trustees Award? Shut up.
Two things that Jeffrey Epstein associates all have in common is they're all adopted and they're all Bill Clinton's friend.
I'm not seeing anything on his ethnicity. Oh.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Biological son of immigrants to the U.S., Syrian Abdul Fattah Jindali and German-Swiss Joanne Carol Schiebel.
That counts.
She was put... Yeah, it counts. She was placed for adoption at a very early age. Where he was adopted by an Armenian-American couple, Paul and Clara Jobs, who raised him.
He's checking all the boxes.
He is.
Damn.
He was fluent in Armenian. Damn, even his parents
were like, fuck this guy.
Fluent. Wow, that's kind of fucked up.
Fluent in Armenian. Is that what they speak in Syria? So he was Syrian.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Mashallah, brother.
Syria is secular.
Alright.
Don't know.
Absolutely did not know that, but...
Wow, okay. What the fuck? Why would I know that? I don't know.
See, man. Oh, wow, okay. You don't know the fuck. I don't even know which acronyms are fucking good in Syria and which aren't. There's ISIS, PKK, bad. ISIS. Yeah, I do know about ISIS. They're on the lower end of the
BAA.
Never even heard of them.
Bashar al-Assad, that's what that is.
Oh, okay. He's no good either. Get him out of here.
I don't know if we're taking the stance of regime change in Syria. Do not take this word for binding.
Just made up a new phrase there.
I don't think you know anything that I don't know.
YPG.
They're good.
Yes, please, God. That's right. What that means. They're Christian warriors. They're crusaders, actually.
The new crusades. Damn, it is fucking hot in this room, though.
PKK. Pussy kills...
Kurds. I think that's the Kurdish Workers' Party, but... Any others?
I know those two, and that's it.
That's good enough.
And I have no... estimation of if they are good or not.
Well, Syria has been secular since the Assad family has been in charge, which has been since like the 60s or 70s.
Absolutely insane how much you know about this.
I listened to a lot of Trapper Trap House back in 2017.
Oh boy. Absolutely.
I mean, that's why I always
Jake is fucking powering up right now.
That's why the simple
this trap card has been triggered. We are on the ride.
I mean, part of the divide in the Civil War, obviously, you know, people taking issue with the Assad regime. But it's also along a sort of religious divide, you know, one side then is, you have. I mean, like, on one side, you have some unsavory groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS do not support.
Ooh. Ooh, are we making takes now?
They're part of the, you know, one side of the Civil War. But yeah, along that side is also a lot of groups that are unaffiliated, but also definitely a more religiously inclined part of the nation.
We gotta move on.
Yeah, I agree.
We are 20 minutes in.
We're talking about Syria.
Oh boy. Well, real quick, was Steve Jobs in the YPG?
No, he was not.
Yeah, I know. He wasn't. Donor. Jesus Christ. So what are we here to talk about? We'll get to buildings later.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck. Did that Apple store move? Or what?
Yeah, move. It's still moved to Syria.
Oh my god, to Damascus.
I actually don't remember seeing it while I was at the Black Lives Matter protest. But then again, I wasn't really paying attention to the fucking stores on the street, so, you know.
Well, I'll figure out.
I assume it is there.
I can't imagine that they were not making a ton of money. They're like the only Apple store in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, like, come on. Every
in Shadyside too? Get the fuck out.
Yeah, no. Every city in America needs an Apple store.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Or else it's not a city.
An Amazon distribution center.
And one of the places that's just lockers, like the locker rooms for Amazon.
I've never once seen somebody use them.
I have never either. But the, I see...
I mean, I think I know, that there is, like, a functional purpose for, like, people that don't have, like, a P.O. box.
Yeah.
And don't have, like, secure, like,
mailing addresses. And who also, like, use Amazon all the fucking time.
I mean, like, not even that. Sorry, getting texts. Don't worry about it.
It's Steve Jobs.
Yeah, it's Assad.
It's, yeah, it's...
Good job on the propaganda.
It's going great. He's listening right now. He's loving it. He's one of our long-time...
To Assad.
Our long-time listeners. We do the Patreon shout-out.
Bashar al-Assad.
Thank you, Bashar al-Assad.
12 months in a row.
Siep Erdogan. Like
anyway.
So what are we here to talk about? If it's not Syria, if it's not pig meat, if it's not... buildings, if it's not the Apple store, then what the heck are we here to talk about?
Well, the only other thing that we ever fucking talk about, which is Dragon Ball Z.
We promised the longtime listeners
when was the last episode we did about Dragon Ball?
When?
Yeah.
Did I stutter? Fucking pre-COVID, I think. That's probably wrong. I think it was in April, though.
In April?
I think so.
We've watched this much fucking show in a month? 2 months?
Well, where the hell did we leave off?
Frieza.
Oh, shit.
We watched a whole fucking lot.
I'm gonna say pre-COVID, safely.
I think that's a very safe bet.
It could be 21 years of my life. Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay, yeah.
We're back. We were, you know, Dragon Ball Z is a fickle lady, and you can't just do an episode, you can't just record an episode when it's like, shit is still going on. You need to have a cutoff point, or else.
Can you imagine doing an episode by episode fucking podcast about Dragon Ball Z?
Dear God, I cannot. Good Lord, man. I would shoot myself.
It would not be very conducive to good content.
No, it would be terrible. Although, I mean, all systems Goku.
They do, like, chunks.
Okay.
At a time.
Like us?
It's like 5 episodes.
Oh, okay. They're...
And they mostly just recap.
Okay.
Like...
Well, I mean, we
in more precise detail than... I mean, are we taking notes?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
God, no. So we left off last time... Namek,
recap.
Planet Namek was destroyed.
And so was Frieza.
And so
question mark.
And so was Goku. Actually, no. We know Goku was not destroyed because that's how it ended when he was like, oh, he's gonna fuck off out in space somewhere. Training, I guess.
Presumably.
And it was like, oh, the people of Earth are safe once more, thanks to Goku. That was a pretty good narrator voice.
Not bad.
Yeah. Better than I was planning on just rolling out for this episode.
Where is Goku? Find out next time on Dragon Balls.
Damn, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I can do any voice.
That's cool. Do Bashar al-Assad.
I'm gonna have to decline that offer.
Will you answer your mother? Just kidding.
Sorry, that was a Twitch notification. Oh, okay. Do you want me to fucking answer Twitch? I don't know why I keep getting notifications when Go Off Kings go live.
So we left off, Goku's in space, Earth is safe, Frieza has been vanquished.
Everybody's chilling.
We are picking...
Namek is back. Well, new Namek is here. The Namekians are gone.
They've colonized another planet.
Yeah, they've...
Pushed out the indigenous species.
But they won't show you that.
No, they sure won't. That's the Dragon Ball Z you don't see.
Yeah, the history that they don't teach you in Dragon Ball school.
So now here we are, starting the first non-canon part of the show that we've reached.
Yes.
And it sucks so bad,
Garlic Jr., let's talk about it.
We're here, Garlic Jr., Everybody's
the worst 10 episodes of this show so far.
Everybody, so there was, so a little background, there was a Dragon Ball Z movie.
Oh, how's the movie watching quest going for you?
I haven't watched it anymore. I saw the first, fuck, did I see three? I don't even think I saw three of them. I think I saw the third one. So there's a lot of Dragon Ball Z movies out there. And the first one is called The Dark Zone. And it's about this little twerp
named... The Dead Zone,
isn't it? The Dead Zone, yes.
Also the name of a Cronenberg movie.
About this little fucking twerp named Garlic Jr. who is trying to open, like, a alternate fucking realm that's evil and shit to bring his dad back or whatever. And this one was actually okay. I enjoyed this one. And it's up to Goku and Gohan and Piccolo to beat his ass. Technically, it's not canon. A lot of it doesn't make sense if you try and think of it in terms of the timeline. Because, like, this is before Dragon Ball Z proper starts. And Gohan is, like, out here, like, blasting shit. And that's not how that works. But so Garlic Jr. is defeated in this movie. He's knocked to the Dead Zone, and then...
You know, the timeline of Dragon Ball Z up to the end of Frieza, pretty tight.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of wiggle room there.
Nope. I mean, literally, what, the first episode, then? Raditz shows up, doesn't he?
I think that's the second episode.
Second episode?
Like, yeah, first one that Goku has to save his son that's from, right. Like, falling down a river or something.
Yeah. But from when Raditz is here, it is vertical. But so then, out of nowhere, Garlic Jr. is back, bitches, and he's here to unleash evil clouds on the world.
Yeah. And I forgot about that, dude.
It sucks a lot.
Krillin has a girlfriend.
A big titty bitch named Marin.
She sucks.
She was the fucking worst. And... we'll get back to Krillin, but he's simping.
Oh boy, will we.
He's simping hard. Harder than ever in this section of the show. And damn if I don't love him for it.
Who's the fucking... we don't have to linger on this stuff.
No.
Fucking Garlic Jr. shows up. He, like, pumps up at one point and fights Piccolo and Gohan.
Piccolo
and Krillin.
Piccolo, like, fakes being under, like, mind control or whatever.
Yeah.
But really, he's like, I was just using it to, I don't remember why.
To, like, get some punches in on you, Gohan, I guess.
To rough you up a little bit, fuck?
And then we beat fucking Garlic Jr., and it's fine. What is the name? There's so much, this fucking sucks, dude.
It was
so bad.
It was terrible. It was the worst stretch.
The knockoff fucking Ginyu Force guys.
Yep. Who they're all named after
the
food,
Spice
weren't
Boys,
they?
Like, weren't they?
Yeah, the Spice Boys, which that's pretty good.
Pretty good. But their design sucks.
There was salt and...
Salt, vinegar, mustard.
Mustard.
And who the fuck was the last one? Paprika?
Ooh. I think it was Paprika. You have fucking IMDb.
Oh. You think they're going to have the fucking Spice Boys on this shit?
I remember Mustard,
though. The heavens tremble.
Because I couldn't fucking believe that shit.
Yeah.
My fucker named Mustard. Get the fuck out. We don't have to... You don't have to search for it if you don't find it too quickly.
No, they're just called the Spice Boys.
But so they're Garlic Jr.'s. Was it Onion? It may have been Onion.
Might have been Onion. Who cares? They're dead.
Yeah. Gone.
Garlic Jr. also gone. It sucks. The fights, the animation, not good.
Yeah, it was subpar quality. Here's the weird thing is Toriyama did want to end it after Frieza.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But then, they had this filler while he was coming up with the fucking next saga, which is what we're going to get to. But then...
Excuse me, sorry. I'm just bored by my co-host, dude. So, like, the end of Dragon Ball Z was supposed to just be, like, fucking... Oh, Frieza's dead. everybody's back on Earth except Goku, who is like in space somewhere.
I think so.
That's wild.
Yeah. Pretty weird. But then, yeah, I was like, oh, actually, this was like enormously popular. We need more Toriyama-san. And he was like, oh, well, let me whip it out. But it was like, oh, we need it now.
Oh, he whipped it out.
And boy, did he. But this show was not written by Toriyama, and it shows because it was bad. So moving on. Garlic Jr.
Imagine waiting week dead. From week.
For the Garlic Jr.
Garlic Jr.
Oh my god.
It's like, oh, you know what? I think I childhood. Can, I don't think I need to watch it yeah, right now. I'll catch what? It, you know, sometime else, sometime during the week.
How did people fucking watch TV before, like...
I have no idea, dude. I've thought about this. It's insane.
Did we watch shit on a weekly basis?
If you missed something, was yeah, that just like
how
it?
The fuck did you...
Did you have to, like... TV Guide was a thing.
That's true.
That's, like... That's facts.
That is facts. That's big facts, bro. That's true shit. What the fuck...
is insane. How the fuck... People
talk I don't even watch a lot of TV, but I'm like...
People talk about, like, how... Like, you can't even, like, remember what life was like before the internet. What the fuck was life like before streaming?
Yeah, really.
The window is growing smaller and smaller with every new sort of invention. We're cursed.
Insane.
But anyway, Garlic Jr. sucks, and maybe we'll talk more about this later, but it sucks because this show... I'll get into this later.
All right, he's gonna weigh down some theory on your asses. Yeah.
Garlic Jr. sucks, but you know what doesn't fucking suck is what comes right after Garlic Jr.,
which is the Android Saga.
Don't pound the fucking table, you freak.
What do we get?
We get the worst 10 episodes followed by maybe the best collection of episodes of the show, with a man that I like to call Trunks.
I like to also call him Trunks.
No, you don't. You call him
underwear.
Yeah,
that's what the fucking Bulma family is all named after.
Yeah, I know. Briefs,
that's cool. Yeah, Trunks. Weird ass fucking show, man.
I know.
Trunks shows up, but how does he show up, Jake?
Oh, baby. Well, Frieza's back. Do you remember? Why is Justin fucking tagging me in the group chat? He knows I'm recording a podcast. My God. So if you long-time listeners will remember us saying, like, being like, oh god, I bet Frieza better be fucking dead here, or else, or if Goku did not, like, put a nail in Frieza's coffin, then I'm gonna be pissed, because that's gonna be weak as hell. And turns out that's exactly what happened. Frieza's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has a dad this time, who's, mm-hmm. like, big Frieza.
Yeah.
And
Refrigerator is his name.
Frieza looks fucking sick.
Yeah, too. He's, like, all, like... fucking cyborged out.
Yeah.
He's got, like, robot parts and shit like that. He's looking cool as hell.
He's looking fresh.
He's looking cool as hell. Nephew.
And they go to Earth, and everybody on Earth is like, uh-oh. They're like,
we know this motherfucker was at Earth. We're gonna kill everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
for
shit.
For some reason, they're like, they're not like, let's just blow up the planet from orbit.
Yeah, they're like, we need to... It's like, do no. this shit. And we need to plant the bomb.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
All right, guys.
Whatever.
If I remember correctly, then it freezes dad. King Cold is Frieza's dad.
King Cold.
Another naming theme going on here.
Well, because Frieza's brother is cooler.
That's right.
That's awesome.
That is awesome, Zach. I think he is like, now why do we need to land on Earth here? Isn't it good enough to just, like, blow it up, son? And he's like, no, father. I want to see them square with my own robot eyes.
He can do every voice.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's so cool.
I'm kind of talented like that.
So
do you want me to do my Mr. T voice?
Yeah.
I will not.
So then the Z Fighters on Earth, who is everybody but Goku. I'm going to...
Because he's not on Earth.
I'm going to say...
That was implicit in the categorization, Zach.
The Z Fighters on Earth are like, fuck, Frieza's fucking coming. We gotta train.
We do get some very good, before Frieza lands, we get some really good scenes of just like slice of life, Dragon Ball
yeah,
stuff.
It's weird as hell.
No, it's good as hell. Yamcha and Bulma, their relationship yeah. is falling apart to everybody except them.
Vegeta's
Bulma is very clearly hitting on Vegeta. Vegeta's wearing a Batman shirt.
Yeah, and normal clothes and looking weird.
Gohan's getting beat up by his teacher.
That's right. He's straight up being, like, abused.
Yeah, fucked up.
Kind of weird.
But then he also kicks his ass.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Fuck teachers.
Tien is probably, like, out in the mountains or whatever.
Getting wind pipe on, on launch.
Mountain bitches. Piccolo is doing whatever. But so then they're like...
Piccolo's vibing.
Yeah.
Like usual.
He's always vibing. But then they're all like, shit, Frieza's coming to destroy the Earth.
The flare shoots up above all their heads.
Yeah, and it's like, we gotta get ready. And then...
They spend a lot of time running through, like, rocky fields.
Yeah.
If I remember.
Yep.
Not exactly, like, getting anywhere fast.
Yep.
Which is fine, yeah. I guess. They're like, oh, we can't fly. Frieza will see us coming.
But the weird part is that, like, this was so... It was still, like, very, like, engrossing for some reason. Even though, like, it was like, oh, Frieza has not yet landed. And, like, there's no conflict here yet. But it's just sort of building. But it was still like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, we're about to get Frieza part two. Like, what the hell is this shit?
And Goku's not here. How the fuck are they gonna...
What's gonna happen?
Oh, what happened?
So, Frieza lands, and he's got, like, him and his daddy, and, his fighters, Frieza squad, I don't know what the fuck they're called.
His soldiers,
yeah. They landed, right? Z fighters are out there. They're like, oh, shit, like... How are we gonna fight this? His power level is... Krillin's probably like, oh, I have to protect Marin's...
They broke up by this point.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? Okay. Never mind.
Yeah,
Krillin spared.
I mean, still slander. Useless in this situation, but...
He's useful for conveying how strong a power level is.
Yamcha also straight up does not want less fucking any useless. Of this. He is done with this.
He is checked out.
His hair is bad. He would rather not be fighting anything for the rest of his life.
So they all get there.
For good reason.
Vegeta is Vegeta and is like, I'm gonna kick his ass. And they're like, fuck, this is gonna be a wild fight, boys and girls.
Buckle up.
And then a little guy that I've called Trunks shows up.
Do you remember what that first episode ended with?
No.
All of the Frieza soldiers, he was like, go fucking do whatever, I guess. He was probably telling them, like, go kill, you know, the humans in the next city or some evil thing like that. You know,
Frieza was?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, anime evil guys.
Yeah.
And they all fly off. And Frieza's, like, talking to King Cold or whatever. And then he like, turns but looks back and... It's just, like, body parts falling from the sky.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, oh, shit, okay.
It's like, what the fuck is this?
And then Trunks shows up. Now, Trunks is immediately the fucking coolest character.
Yes.
In the whole fucking show.
100%.
And, sorry, Piccolo.
He's got a sword.
He's extremely 90s. The big thing in the 90s was, like, white people with straight hair and a middle part.
Yes, yes, God.
And Trunks is pulling it off.
Serving.
He's got the fit.
He's got a like good. Cropped top, like denim jacket.
Yeah, with some like Timbs.
Yeah,
he's got a sword too.
A black like tank top. Oh my God,
he's so cool.
He needs an earring.
Just one.
Give him an earring.
Like the clip earring.
Yeah, like the Michael Jordan like earrings. Oh, thank God. He's so cool. And he's pissed.
He's pissed. Trunks is so interesting because, okay, Trunks shows up and he fucking lights them all up. He's Super Saiyan also, which at this point, he's only the second person we've seen go Super Saiyan.
And we don't know who this man is. It goes a few episodes before he's like, I'm Trunks, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know anything about this dude, and it's a while before we do.
He's just a dude.
He just shows up.
Just Super Saiyans
on the scene. Fucking
sword and kicks Frieza's ass, and it's like, oh my God, who is this? Imagine going 10 weeks watching fucking Garlic Jr., and you're like, when will this suffering end? And then you get the fucking Trunks showing up, and you're like, who the fuck is this?
It's like, what is happening?
Yeah. And then all the, like, manga readers online will be like, oh, you don't know Trunks? And it's like, shut the fuck up. I'm 7 years old, and it's 1992.
And so Trunks makes quick work of Frieza's soldiers, and then he makes quick work of Frieza himself.
Yeah. The fucking coolest shot of this is Trunks lights everyone up in like a heartbeat, and he jumps at Frieza with his fucking sword and fucking slices him down the middle, and we get a POV shot from Frieza's perspective, and like it's Trunks just like floating there in the air with the sword, mm-hmm. like it's the end of the swing or whatever, and then the frame just, like, fucking splits and slides, like, vertically against each other, and we see Frieza get fucking sliced in half, and the halves start to separate, and Trunks just fucking dices him up even further and blows up the parts of Frieza. He is dead as hell.
So cool, dude.
It's so good.
It was, that happened, and I remember being like, what the fuck is that? Because, like, I mean, hell. We just spent fucking 30 episodes Goku fighting Frieza.
Yeah, right? And then Trunks kills him in 3.
Yeah, Trunks kills him, not even 3. He literally, the first contact he makes with Frieza, he murders the shit out of him. And then he's
you
like,
need to be stopped.
King Cold, you motherfucker, I won't spare him. King Cold's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm gonna leave.
Well, King Cold is like, have you considered joining me? You know, fuck Frieza. He was a bitch anyway.
Kind of a real desperate, like, be my friend, Trunks.
He's like, oh,
don't kick my ass.
Can I see that sword real quick? It seems awfully powerful. And Trunks hands him the sword. And now, viewer, if you were watching and you're like, oh, what a stupid move. He's just like Goku. Because Goku would definitely do that shit.
Yeah, he would.
Then and King Cold thinks he's got him. He's like, ha. Now I have the sword, and you can't possibly stop me. And Trunks just fucking shoots a laser through his chest and fucking blows him up.
Yeah, murders the shit out of him.
And King Cold's so like, no! Oh, I've been owned. I've been owned.
It was fucking awesome.
Trunks is so interesting, I think, as a character in this show, because he, like, represents this, like, perfect fusion of, like, Goku and Vegeta sensibilities, right? Like, he's a good guy. Obviously.
He's a good dude.
If
my daughter's dating him, I'm okay.
He is... If Gohan was the protagonist of the first sort of chunk of this show, Trunks feels like the protagonist of this part.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Okay. Care to elaborate?
Do you mean for the saga?
I mean, like, upcoming? This whole shit has been instigated because Trunks is like a time traveler. He's from the future. He is the son of Vegeta and Bulma, a lot of information that he gives out.
Yeah.
And he's here to be like, hey, trouble's coming, and it's gonna be bad, and we need to, like, cut it off.
He's traveled back from the future because the world has been destroyed by androids, and he needs to warn the likes of Goku and Vegeta and all of them that, hey, like, you gotta prepare for this because they're gonna destroy the world if you don't. And also, Goku, you're gonna die of, like, heart disease, but I have the antidote, so take this.
Yeah, he tells a story of how androids show up and wipe out everybody except Gohan and Bulma and him, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And Gohan trains him up over, like, 15 years or so, 16 years. And in the TV special, The History of Trunks...
Which is canon.
We get to see Gohan get fucking killed by the androids.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, and Trunks also get his ass kicked by the androids.
Him traveling back in time. So that's why he's here. He's here to meet up with Goku and let him know, like, yo, y'all need to get fucking strapped up for this because this is serious. This is gonna end the world, okay? And then he's like, alright, peace, I'm out.
Yeah.
But he leaves.
But Trunks is, I think, one of the most interesting characters, if not probably the most interesting character on the show so far, just because his characterization is so much more involved, I think.
Than I would agree with that.
Like, Vegeta is very clear, like, yeah. Big ego, sort of reckless, guy. Very, yeah. He's short. Basically, all you need to know.
Yeah.
Goku's, like, dumb, but he's, like, got a good heart, and he's, like, in it for his friends and stuff.
Yep.
And Trunks is, like, sort of... He's, like, kind of a mixture of both, but, like, not really leaning towards either.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he's very clearly...
He's, like...
Got, like, the interests of, like, the humanity as, like, a... As a whole, like, in his, like, mind, in his actions and stuff. But he's also, like... So he's, like, a, at his core, like, a really morally upright guy, I think. Like, he's doing this all for valiant reasons. But his, like, methods and stuff are, like, much more, like, ruthless and brutal than Goku.
Yeah, he's, like...
Like, he kills Frieza without even a hesitation.
He...
He is a revolutionary.
He is the character of this show who is most, like, not fucking around.
Yeah.
And, like...
And it's,
which is, like, weird because it's, like... Because it kind of...
He does some fucking around later, but we'll get to that.
It kind of sets a different tone for this saga, which, like, okay, so this is the Android saga. And, like, whereas, you know, previously it's like, oh, you always have Krillin, like... playing a big role. You always have Goku and Gohan playing a big role, and they're like, they have their lighter sides for sure. And then Trunks is like, no, Trunks is here to make sure you know the world is going to end,
yeah.
And that you have to stop that at no matter what cost.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, shit.
Okay.
So, which is cool, which is like, adds like a new weight.
He understands what he needs to be done, and he is willing to do the things to, like, get there.
Yep.
Which, like, that kind of decisiveness is not really something that we see in this show and in, frankly, a lot of anime.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of hemming and hawing and
yep.
biding time, I
yep.
suppose.
I
and Trunks
agree.
Is not about that shit.
No, he is like, no, y'all, we gotta... Let me chop up this motherfucker real quick because we got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
So then, Trunks dips out after, like, the info dump.
Goku's back, by the way.
Goku is back. He's got weird clothes.
I thought there was going to be, like, some, like, interesting, like, ooh, what was he doing out in space? He was with some fucking aliens.
Yeah, he learned how to, like, teleport, basically.
Yeah.
It was like, he could kind of already do that.
Okay.
All right, whatever. But so, next couple episodes are all about training, right? They have to prepare.
Goku and Piccolo drive a car.
Yeah, they drive a car.
Good.
Very good episode. But they have to prepare for when these androids show up. And then we get whatever it is, 3 years later. Da-da-da-da-da.
Trunks has been born.
Trunks has been born in
He's
this,
a very cute baby.
In this timeline, yes. So Vegeta and Bulma have hooked up at some point.
They've been fucking... Don't know if Vegeta even knows who Bulma is, frankly.
Not even sure if he recognizes her as a person.
Or his son.
Or his son. Unsure. A lot of weird, like, uncertainties about, like, does Vegeta know that Trunks is his kid? Not sure about that. But okay, whatever. But so 3 years have passed, the Z Warriors have been training, ready for this moment, and they're like, oh shit, it's about to pop off. This is when Trunks said shit was gonna pop off.
Mm-hmm.
We are here.
And what happens?
Nothing pops off at first, but then stuff does pop off.
Wow.
And
it, you had me there.
So they are over at the city where, like, shit is supposed to be happening.
It's Ginger Town, right?
Ginger Town, yes.
Yes.
And sure enough, there's two motherfuckers out in Ginger Town causing a ruckus.
Looking highly suspicious.
Yeah.
If you had a list of everybody in Ginger Town, and you had a picture of everyone, and you asked me which two of these look the most troublesome, I would point out the androids.
Yes, 100.
In a heartbeat.
I would say, if you said, which of these do you not think is a human being, I would have...
Oh, you mean
been
the two
one...
obvious...
Oh, you mean the two that
the
are
fucking...
clearly not humans? Them, yeah. One of them is very old... Very detailed.
Extremely wrinkly.
Yeah, very, very deep.
Alarmingly
detailed.
Yeah.
The other looks like...
He has, like, one of those, like... What are those, like, Russian, like, hats? Like, the, like, stovetop, like, fur hats called?
I have no idea.
All right, well, he's got, you know what I'm talking about, listeners.
So he is Android 20, and Android 19 is this, like, very round, like, white ghost.
It looks like a weird Keisha doll
guy. Yeah, he looks very strange.
Not a fan.
Not humanoid at all.
Oh, the humanoid.
So they are...
Do you know the story about the guy, the noid guy?
For Death Grips?
What?
What?
No, the noid.
Like the... Or no, the like fucking Domino's guy?
Yeah.
No.
I might have these details wrong, but the there's a guy... Like, the noid was named after a guy. Unintentionally, I think. And that guy went, like, crazy and held, like, a pizza place hostage.
No fucking way.
Yeah, I think he killed himself.
No fucking way.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then they retired the noid after all.
That no happened. Way.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, the Android 19 and 20 are killing people. They're doing this gross, like, thing where they grab someone and suck their, like, power out of them. Just, like,
well, Yamcha gets fucking bodied immediately.
Which, no surprise there.
Yeah. He has a new haircut, and it's also bad.
Very bad, yes. But so then, that...
Just get the long hair, Yamcha.
That brings Goku, doesn't it? Goku is the one who saves Yamcha.
Was it? I don't remember who saves Yamcha. I don't think it really matters. It
doesn't really matter. So, basically, they all confront each other. And are like, oh, shit, you're the androids. And the androids are like, yeah, we are, motherfucker. And they're like, how about we take this someplace a little quiet, a little more private.
It's like, ooh, all right.
All right.
So they... like, eight of them could fly out into, like, the middle of a field.
Yeah. Onto like a, they just go to a different island to fight, basically. And who is it who beats Android 19? 19's up Vegeta. First. That's right, yeah, Vegeta.
Well, Goku is fighting them, if you remember. Goku is fighting them, and Tien is like, I think Tien is the, and Piccolo are like, Tien is totally oblivious. It's Piccolo who is like, this isn't looking good for Goku. And he's like, what are you talking about, Piccolo? You stupid bitch. And he's like, listen to me. Look at Goku. He's not fighting like he...
Oh, yeah.
Like he used to fight, or something's wrong. And Goku, it turns out, is suffering from this fucking heart disease that killed him in the future.
Yeah, and they apparently forgot about it.
Yeah. Sorry. Get these fucking email notifications off my damn phone.
I don't know why you have email notifications active.
I don't know why I'm getting emails from fucking Pitt still. Get away from me.
I do too, and it's like, here's what we're changing for fall classes. Right, like, it's like, who? I literally graduated.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, so Goku is in the throes of a cardiac arrest, I guess.
Yeah, Yamcha picks him up.
Yamcha's like, flies him, we gotta get you to the fucking antidote. Basically, okay, the next, like, dozen episodes, Goku's gonna be bedridden. About with this
fucking some disease. Weird dreams. Maybe Yamcha forgets to give him the antidote. Unclear.
Yeah, unclear. Kind of malpractice.
Maybe there's just more than one dose in it. More than one serving size. How many serving sizes are in this
pill bottle? Antidote?
Yeah.
One.
So
we can ignore Goku for a little while.
Yeah, he's gone.
Vegeta steps up. Vegeta's been absent, which is classic Vegeta, because it's like, okay, we were depending on you, bud, but
no good.
Don't be here, I guess.
Except Piccolo. Piccolo is the only person who in this show so far who has like expressed any sort of like enthusiasm for raising a child.
Yes. But Vegeta shows up and kicks 19's ass.
He sure does. Not even close.
The way the androids work, and this is important because this applies to all of them, is they were created by a doctor named Dr. Giroux, who has been...
Long-time listeners will remember he was a Red Ribbon Army guy.
He was in the Red Ribbon Army.
I think he was, like, retroactively written in.
Yeah, probably.
But
he's been studying the combat techniques of the Z Fighters and of Goku specifically for, since the Red Ribbon Army was, like, destroyed by Goku, by Kid Goku, and so, and he's been creating androids to, like, basically get revenge for that, yeah, by studying the techniques and, like, taking, like, samples of DNA and shit like that.
Just take the L, Jiro.
Funnily enough, and part of the reason why Vegeta is able to body 19 so bad is because he did not collect any data from when they were on planet Namek.
Yeah.
So he didn't really have any, like, shit about Super Saiyans or anything like that. Yeah. Which was...
Seems like a big oversight. Yeah. I love that he's, like, trying to talk him down. It's like, huh, what could you possibly have learned that would create such a disadvantage, for instance? Like, kind of a whole lot, actually.
Oh, okay, so now Android 20 is left, and Android 20 is actually Dr. Jiro.
Another important thing about the androids, they're obviously synthetic or partly synthetic, you know, beings, so they do not give off a power level that can be sensed by people that can detect such things.
Oh, true, because he goes into hiding.
Yeah, Android 20 goes into hiding, and it becomes sort of a thing of, like, well, we don't really know where the androids are in the world because we cannot sense them. So then you have, you know, Cell blowing up islands and shit.
Android 20 is Dr. Jiro. He's decided to android himself the fuck up.
No real explanation.
Not really sure why.
Don't know also why.
Didn't even make himself the most powerful one either. Yeah. So not kind of just whiffed on all of that.
Unsure why they were, like, running the Dr. Jiro got killed story also, like,
yep, not really sure what that propaganda did, but yeah, that's cool. Is this when Trunks shows up again?
Trunks does show up around here again, yeah,
because he's like, that wasn't the fucking, he sees, like, the head of 19, doesn't he? And he's like, yeah, that was not the fucking androids. Like,
who the hell are these fucking freaks?
Which then it's like, oh shit,
the timelines are changed.
Yes,
the past is different. Yes, we live in... There are alternate dimensions going on. Parallel universes. Confirmed. The one that Trunks lives in and came from, different from the one he goes to.
He's like, crazy. These androids are not the ones who destroyed the world. What is going on? And they're like, buddy, we gotta fucking figure this shit out.
Also, Goku is too late on the disease.
Yeah.
He should have gotten it, like, a year ago.
Yep.
But he did not.
Everything's out of whack.
Something is fucked up.
So, I'm going to compress a little bit, just because I don't exactly remember the details from here. But,
go off.
Basically, Android 20 returns to his lab, where he's got Android 17 and 18 in, like, cryo. And 16. Let's not forget 16.
Wait, it's not.
And they all sort of track him down there, and he's like, I gotta fucking release these androids, man. And 17 and 18, 17 is like a fucking teen boy hype beast guy. He's got the fucking bob cut, I guess.
Yeah, they're all looking real 90s.
Yeah, the ascot. And 18 is the girl with the fucking denim jacket. You know who she is. It's a vest. I'm being corrected, handed a card off screen. Yeah. I'm receiving word it's actually a fucking vest, and I'm a fucking idiot who should himself.
Yeah.
So they're freed, and they are the ones that Trunks is like, shit, these are the motherfucker. This you, he shows them, like, destruction from the future. This you, because, like, that's them.
Now, here's the thing, that we watched the Trunks special. So we knew it was...
We knew.
That, like, 19 and 20 were not the guys.
Well, I mean, I also just knew because I fucking knew who the androids were.
With Dragon Ball Z. Cultural osmosis.
Yeah.
Has occurred. It turns out Dragon Ball Z, very widely popular franchise. So...
Kind of weird.
Some of the details managed to, like, slip out every now and then. Who could have guessed?
There was still a pretty good amount of shit I was totally surprised by in this saga, though.
Oh, absolutely.
But, so the androids have entered the chat.
They sure have. I love these guys.
They're fucking great. They kill...
All three of them, great.
16, or 17 and 18 kill Dr. Jiro.
Yeah, they shoot his head off.
They...
Which is cool.
Wake up a fucking... 16... Who's this, like, big hulking dude. in green armor. He looks...
He does have earrings.
Wild. He does have earrings. Well, all of them
do. All of them have earrings, that's right. Because
they, like, ring them, and then ding, and then bad shit happens.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was cool. So, that's what's going on there. They blow the fuck up. Kick Vegeta's ass.
Well, Vegeta... Okay, so they, like, fly away. And Vegeta's like, what the fuck? And he, like...
Cowards.
He chases after them. Fights them on, like, a fucking, like, mountain highway. Or whatever. And gets fucking stomped by 18.
Just crushed by that woman.
And then Trunks shows up. He gets his ass beat. His just sword destroyed, breaks.
Destroyed, yeah.
Piccolo gets his shit kicked in.
She's kicking everybody's ass.
Tien gets his ass. Literally everybody gets the shit beat out of them except Krillin.
Except Krillin. Which Krillin's watching. He's could, like...
Which, frankly... If he had, maybe things would have turned out different.
Krillin is watching this unfold and is like, I'm not gonna go over there, are you kidding me?
I'm Krillin.
But he's like down the street from like 17 and 16.
While all this is happening, Gohan is like flying Bulma, Trunks, baby Trunks, and Yajirobe, who has showed up for some reason back home.
Yeah.
That's why he's not getting his ass kicked also.
Yeah, our boy is safe. But so Krillin's like down the fucking road from 16 and 17 watching 18 beat the piss out of the world's strongest fighters.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh boy, I hope they don't fucking turn on me. It was oinks. And what does 18 do?
Gives him a little kiss.
Gives him a little peck on the cheek. And Krillin, by God, dick on hard, never gonna forget that shit for as long as he lives. And that will have serious repercussions.
Krillin is like, there's the meme of the like guy with like the on like the met podium getting the medal, and he's like fighting it and like popping champagne or whatever. And it's like, he's like they she replied at the bottom of the podium next to like her male best friend, her boyfriend, her ex boyfriend, shit like that. That's Krillin, right now. She noticed me.
God love him. I love Krillin so love fucking Krillin so much.
Vegeta gets his arm broken in a really graphic way.
Yeah, that was gnarly.
Fucked up.
But so now the three androids. Android 16 is weird because he's not fighting anybody.
Like, no.
17 and 18 have made it very clear that they are like down to beat some ass. 16 is like playing with birds and like butterflies and shit, and it's like, oh, is he like a gentle warrior? But instead he's like, I have been programmed to kill Goku. And it's like, all right, well, that's cool.
Goodbye.
Yeah, go off. So then...
I mean, really, none of them exhibit any of the sort of indiscriminately destructive tendencies that we... That Trunks has, like, told of them and that we have seen of them in the future. Like, they seem... Yeah,
that's true.
They behave... One reason I feel like I actually like these characters a lot is that, like, they are not really... fully evil, but they're also not, they're sort of like this like morally nebulous territory, mm-hmm. of just like these like sort of bored, like
they're like chaotic neutral,
like ultra powerful people. Yeah, they're like chaotic neutral. It's like we're gonna go kill Goku because that's like our orders, but like we also just kind of want to like have fun and yeah. stuff. Like we can do whatever. They beat up some cops, which is great. They said Black Lives Matter.
And there was, like, the weird, like, chain gang, too.
There was, the like, Akira,
like Mad motorcycle Max gang, shit yeah. that they fucked up, too.
But, like, they're kind of just, like, looking for ways to pass the time and to, like, entertain yeah. themselves, which I think is cool. That they're not just, like, oh, I want to, like, take over the world and stuff. So,
the next stretch of episodes is they are basically driving... to Goku's house,
which like that's another thing. It's like they could just fly.
Yeah,
they want to go to Android road 17 trip. Like hijacks the fucking like candy truck or some shit like that, and they're like, "Oh, why are we driving?" He's like, "I don't know. Like maybe it'll be fun."
Yeah, I kind of want to.
Yeah,
while all the other Z fighters are recovering and training,
probably
to fight them.
What I think so. Happening?
Well, they're like linking up and they're gonna get in the plane soon.
And then Bulma's gonna get a call.
Yeah. From
Krillin.
They're going to fucking
the Kami house. What is happening at this point? Okay.
Well, I just wanted to do a sidebar on these androids.
Okay, go for it.
Because I think you made the comment that they are the only good voice actors this show has ever had. Which I disagree with. I think Christopher Sabat is fantastic in all of his many roles. But these guys are so cool for all the reasons that you just described. Like, I love the androids so much.
They're awesome.
For all the reasons you described, but also, like, just how different they are from so much of what this show is. Like, they aren't, like, physically, they look extremely normal.
Yeah.
They
look like teenagers.
They are, in fact,
except probably 16, who looks like a freak.
Yeah, 16. I guess I'm excluding 16 a little bit. He doesn't really fit in with 17 and 18.
16 is compelling in his own way.
Yeah. But, like, 17 and, really, 17 and 18 are the most normal-looking characters in this show outside of, like, Chi-Chi.
Yeah.
And that's, like, crazy because, like, the antagonists, who is fucking texting? Like, the antagonists of the show have included Nappa, Frieza, Piccolo, Frieza's fucking squad, like, these real fucking freaks. Psycho-looking people. And here's these two, like, teens.
Yeah.
Like, regular ass looking, like, cool looking teens who are, like, I love that about them, who are immensely powerful. Like, they don't look like robots. It's not like their arms are, like, transforming or anything like that. They're just, like, beaten ass.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that's so cool. I think their voice acting is great because here's a question I've had, and, like, we don't need to spend a lot of time on this, but do you view them more as, like, a brother-sister or, like, girlfriend-boyfriend?
I feel like it's exclusively brother-sister.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Present a counter-argument.
I don't really have one. That's just kind of been, like,
I mean, the energy that they put off has always been, like, 18, like, 17 is, like, doing some shit, and 18 is, like, a sort of bored, slightly irritated, like, older sister
type of
vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would agree with that. And, like, that, like, their voice acting is great. It's, like, they're so, like, disaffected by, like, everything. And not in a way that's, like, oh, nothing. Kind of in a way that's, like, oh, everything's lame and, like, nothing, like, matters, dude. But, like, is, like, nonetheless, like, not, like, trite because they are also these super-powered, like, beings that is, like, weird. Like, they don't preach about any sort of, like, ulterior sort of motives.
Yeah.
They're not like, well, we need to, like, destroy the world, 18. And she's like, ah, yes, we will conquer the human. It's like, I'm bored, 17. Like, when are we getting to Goku's? And it's, and 17's like, I told you to stop asking. And it's like, that's awesome, dude. Like,
they're great.
They're so good. They're, like, two of my favorite characters in this show so far. And, like, 16 is great too because 16, like, barely talks. Like, he's a lot more,
we can get into 16 a little more later.
Okay. I think. So then, again, returning to the regular plot, I guess.
Yeah, that was the bonus podcast called
Boy, the Androids Are Cool.
Yeah.
So at what point does,
what if we cosplay it as Android 17?
Holy 18? Shit, dude. Oh my god.
It seems Halloween costumes.
Doable. Let's do that shit, dude. I will absolutely.
Listeners, long time listeners, you'll have to keep us fucking honest about this one.
Which one would you want to do?
I don't know.
I'm down for either.
Great.
I'll do drag for Android 18, I don't care. Oh my god, that's such a good idea, dude. Fuck.
Moving on, I think.
Okay, so when in the story do they discover, like, Cell's husk? Oh, because Bulma gets the phone call. That's like, hey, there's another time machine.
Yeah.
And that kind of sets off the other part of this saga.
So I'll be honest, I don't remember what the sort of, what happens between, you know, the androids kicking ass to the discovery of Cell. I don't quite remember what happens.
I don't really either. I don't think
much happens. But, like, no. just the sort of filler details, I am completely blank on. Goku is still sick.
Goku's sick, yeah. Bulma receives a phone call that is like...
Hey, Bulma is awesome.
We also know, yeah, Bulma's great.
She's back in our good graces.
Yes. Trunks is back also. We know that he has not returned to the future. We mentioned that he got his ass kicked, but that is important to realize for this next development.
Yeah.
Because there has been... Somebody calls Capsule Corp, where Bulma lives, telling her that there is a Capsule Corp time machine that's been discovered out in the, like, forest somewhere. And we're like, huh.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Now, what did you think that this meant?
I thought, oh, mine was a lot more convoluted than what it actually was. I thought it was, like, separate Trunks.
I also thought it was another Trunks.
Did you?
From, like, a different, different timeline.
That it was, like... We had this Trunks from, like, the other timeline's future, and then, like, that other pod was going to be this timeline's future Trunks returning. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, a whole, like, overlapping timelines of Trunks type thing.
Yeah. I thought we were... I really seriously thought we were about to see more multiple Trunks.
Me too.
Like,
that's in this point. Shit. I don't even thought that. Turns out, the answer...
Much more simple, much more sinister.
Yes. We have another... another android has entered the chat.
Yeah, they just keep fucking coming.
So that Bulma and Trunks and Gohan go to investigate this pod, and they find this, like, weird husk. It looks like this, like, huge, like, beet insect husk that's been, like, shed near it, and, like, there's evidence that it was, like, living underground and shit.
The time machine, we should also point out, is Trunks' time machine.
It is, yes.
Because it has... Because Trunks, like, wrote something...
He wrote hope.
On his time machine. He pulls out his time machine and shows it. Because capsules are the greatest fictional invention of all time.
Yeah, they're the best.
You can make anything. Take it anywhere.
So this is Trunks' time machine back here. And that may have been...
But there's no Trunks.
But there's no Trunks.
This big hole in the, like, cockpit also that was, like, blasted out from the inside.
Yeah.
And gross fucking egg in there.
And this stuff, really quickly, I'll just mention that, like, this saga is so different from all the other, Dragon Ball sagas. Because it's, like, this kind of shit you never got, like, in the Frieza saga. Not that the Frieza saga is bad. I think it's great. But it's, like, here's, like, legitimate, like, mystery and, like, plot threads kind of, like... building on, like, one another.
Man, what the fuck? Like, what is this? I have questions.
And that's, like, happened multiple times, right? Like, I mean, first with Trunks, it was like, what is going on with this kid, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, you had the different androids, and it's like, what is actually going on with these fucking different androids, man? And now here's this. So, what happened here was an android named Cell in the future defeated this timeline's Trunks and hijacked his time capsule to return back here because he needs... So Cell is a bit of an exception. Getting into the Cell talk. Yeah.
Another big exposition dump that comes a little bit later when he's fighting Piccolo, but we can do it now just to get it out of the way. So Cell is an android. He's a gross-looking fucking bug, man.
Yep.
Thing. He is an android, also made by Dr. Gero, but differently from the other ones. We don't know how the other androids were made.
Yeah.
Some sort of, you know, process of synthetic and organic combination to make, you know, 17 and 18. 16, though, is entirely synthetic, which matters for something. But, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, Cell. He was, like, grown in, like, a vat, and basically Dr. Gero told the computer to, like, keep fucking, like, growing him, mm-hmm. I guess. And he's like, a weird composite of... Who's different cells? It's Piccolo's cells?
It's all the fighter
Goku cells.
Vegeta's.
No, he's not using fucking Krillin cells to do this one. Come on. It is Piccolo, Goku, Vegeta... Frieza.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Well, somehow all that combines to make a weird bug.
Gohan?
I don't think. Let's go on.
Well, he's a combination of the, like, literal, like, fighting DNA of, like, the world's strongest fighters, basically, mm-hmm. to create this sort of, like, ultimate antagonist, basically.
He's like Shang Tsung.
Yeah, kind of. Like, he's the, like, perfected version of, like, the traits of every, like, character, like, all amalgamated into one thing.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
Of course. Because what he needs to be complete is Android 17 and Android 18.
Yes.
He needs to combine with them, slurp him up.
Yep. And then he will be...
Which is why...
And then he will evolve.
Yeah. Which is the reason why
cool, he... like, science, like, themes going
whole
on.
A lot of shit going on in this one. But that is the reason that he is back. He used his time machine, went back in time, because Android 17 and 18 are dead in the future where he came from. Trunks killed them.
Yes.
But, so he goes back in time to try and find them to achieve this sort of perfect evolution.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that turns out.
So, Cell is...
I love Cell's design, also. His first design, I should say, because his second design, not so much.
Yeah, I agree. So, Cell is... Cell has entered the chat.
That's right. And, actually, around this time, also, there's, like, the news reports and stuff. Of like, oh, this is actually Gingertown. What the fuck was the city that the first...
No idea.
The androids are whatever. So Gingertown is under attack. People are just, like, disappearing.
Gingertown is about to explode.
That's right. Escape from Gingertown.
So Gingertown is under attack. And
just people's clothes. Nobody can be found. It's just, like, empty clothing along the streets and stuff.
Very weird.
It's fucking weird.
And it's like, what the fuck is going on in this fucking saga, man?
Yeah.
So... the boys show up, Piccolo goes to check it out, and Cell is there, and we get a glimpse of how Cell works, how he, what makes him tick.
Yeah.
And he has this big long tail with, like, a syringe-like tip that he uses to, like, suck people's, like, essence, basically.
I think it's a little more... tangible than that. He just, like, sucks up their bodies.
Yeah.
Their nutrients.
Their vitamins.
He consumes them.
Yeah, and it's really gross.
He has killed hundreds of people in this fashion.
Yes, he is
a wild,
bad motherfucker. But so Piccolo comes here, and at this point, Piccolo has combined with Kami.
That's right.
He's a super dynamic, because he was like, shit. I need to be, like, super powerful to take on Android 17 and 18. He doesn't know anything about Cell. He thinks what's going on in Gingertown is connected to these androids. But he's like, I need to be, like, way stronger. So he combines with Kami again, becomes whole, becomes a super Namek.
It's during this fight that we get this exposition on Cell, but before this fight started, then everybody, when Piccolo just met him, then... it was a super weird moment, but it's also fucking cool as hell, because everybody around, like, the Kami house and, like, other locations around the world are like, is that Goku and Piccolo?
Mm-hmm.
I feel, what is this energy? And it's like Vegeta senses Goku, and, like, Krillin senses Vegeta, and Trunks senses, like, Frieza or something like that, and it's like, what the fuck is going on?
And also while Piccolo is, like, up combining with Kami, then there's a lot of, like, there's a danger greater than ever before facing, and we're like, what the fuck is happening, man? But so Piccolo and Cell face off, and it's an awesome fight, and
Piccolo gets his arm sucked, but then pulls it off and grows a new arm.
Yep.
It's really gross, but it's also really cool.
It was awesome. And the time it took his arm to, like, unsuck, then... to reinflate, I guess, or whatever, because, like, Nameks can grow their limbs back. Then, like, we get all the Cell, like, exposition. And Cell is like, well, you're dying anyway, so I may as well tell you. And Piccolo's like, psych, bitch.
Slime shoots out.
So cool.
Piccolo rocks.
But so Cell, they dip, right?
Yes. Cell, who... Yeah, Cell runs away first, and Cell, again, being an android, can mask his power levels, so he...
He's in hiding.
He is unable to be detected by, you know, by our warriors, or whatever. Androids, no fucking idea that Cell exists.
They're still going for Goku.
They will not have any idea he exists until far too late.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
It's probably around here that Goku wakes up, right?
Yeah.
Because Piccolo is like, hey guys, we got a fucking problem.
Others are training, like Vegeta and Trunks are like training out in the like rocks, I guess.
Well, Trunks and Krillin go back to the lab and find
find the like...
They destroy Cell, who is a baby Cell who is in the lab from this timeline.
Mm-hmm.
They wipe him out and take the, find some like details of like building plans for the androids. And so they bring those to Bulma and are like, hey, and Bulma's like, all right, we crank out a way to beat these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. So she builds like this like deactivation switch basically that works in close proximity to the androids.
Yeah. And you shut them down.
For some reason, trusts Krillin with that.
Well, because Krillin's like the only one that's not doing something. Yeah. Because at that time,
true,
people are doing things.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, they find all that stuff. Bulma gets to work. Goku, I believe, is healing up, and so he goes out to the him and Gohan. He talks to Gohan. He's like, "Listen, we need to get stronger." Somehow, he already fucking knows like that. Cell is bad business. But, you know, it's whatever. So, he takes Vegeta and Trunks. I don't remember if this is exactly when it happens, but it's around here. He gets hair out here. You know, stray hair. Wow, that's a fucking long hair.
Thanks, bro.
No problem, thanks, bro. I think it's around here that Trunks... Goku, Gohan, Trunks, and Vegeta head up to Kami's sort of house, mm-hmm. I guess, and go to the hyperbolic time chamber, which I no fucking idea how that shit works.
That's right.
Yeah. But they're like, hey, if you go in here for a day, that'll be the equivalent of having trained for a year. Yeah. And so Goku's like, Trunks and Vegeta, you get in here first, then me and Gohan will go in, and we will all train and get way stronger. So Trunks and Vegeta go in. I remember this distinctly because it was very weird, where Trunks just, like, starts screaming. He goes into the time chamber and sees the just, like, vast emptiness of the place. It's like, all right, what is going on? I do not remember... And how the hyperbolic time chamber works. It seems insane. You can catch yourself on fire.
Yeah.
You can freeze yourself and die.
You can get lost.
Yeah.
In a place with nothing.
No fucking
bizarre
idea.
Bizarre. The gravity is, like, jacked way up.
It's very strange, but there's also a lot of food.
Yeah, there is a lot of food. So then while that's happening, Cell is fucking shit up. And... How does he cross paths with the androids then?
How does he cross paths with the androids? Well, what happens is that Piccolo, is like, I need to destroy it. Like, I'm going to find these androids and destroy them to stop Cell from evolving.
Yeah.
You know, it's for your own good, kids.
Yeah.
So he finds the androids somehow. I don't exactly remember how. But they fly out to this island, and Piccolo is like, all right, let's fucking go. And him and Android 17 start fighting,
yep.
And this fight is so fucking good,
it
dude.
It is awesome.
This is one of the best fights in the series.
Absolutely. Piccolo, look, I know I worry that the show is going to pass Piccolo by, just by the nature of what the show is, of just constantly increasing, like, scale and magnitude of like power needed, and that it's like, okay, I don't want them to pass Piccolo by, because that man has produced some fucking classics. And this is one of the best fights that in the show, period. Yeah. Piccolo versus 17. It is just fucking
something I noticed. Fire, I wonder if you noticed it as well, but it feels like the production value has gone way up for this part.
I would agree.
Especially with the fights and stuff. Like, the fight with 17, I noticed way less instances of, like, the sort of canned animations of, like, a lot of fights previously of, like, people just, like, flurry the punches and stuff and, like, dodging stuff and, like, not a whole lot of, like, impact, but, like, just, like, filler frames, basically, for, like, fighting.
There's a lot of punches where, like, the fucking punch comes through the back.
Yeah.
Which is,
very
like,
cool.
Yeah.
They do that for, like, a solid, like, minute back and forth. Just a fucking jackhammer punch to the fucking solar plexus.
It is awesome.
It is.
Doesn't Piccolo get killed? Or not killed, no. But...
What?
Defeated by 17, though?
I don't remember.
Somehow he ends up in the water. That was Cell, though, who did that.
Yeah. There, Piccolo does the awesome thing where he's, like, shooting all the fucking missiles and shit at 17, but he's missing. And 17's like, you need to hit me with a bit more accuracy if you want to try and, like, defeat me or whatever. And then 17, like, looks up. And Piccolo, like, is still doing it. He stops and 17, like, looks around him and it's all these fucking floating, like, missiles. And shit around him.
Shit.
And it's like, oh
shit.
And then they all like converge in on him.
Fucking awesome.
It's so cool. He has like a force field up that like stops him from being fucking destroyed, but it's still so damn cool. Yeah, like there's very few instances in this fight, I feel like, which I feel like might also be a result of it being one episode long.
Mm.
There's very few beats in this fight that did not feel like necessary. I think part is a reason why it's so damn good.
Yeah. So then Cell shows up. Cell's been able to track them because of the power.
Yeah, he can sense Piccolo's power level.
And Cell shows up, and the rest of the androids, 16, 17, and 18, do not know who Cell is.
Nope.
So when he shows up, they're like, the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on here? And Piccolo's like, fuck no. Like,
this isn't good.
This is fucking bad, man.
Yeah, Piccolo tries to stop Cell and gets, like, bodied. Because Cell has been, like, sucking up people during all this time. So he's gotten stronger.
Is that when he lasers Piccolo? Or is that after 17?
He lasers Piccolo.
Yeah, doesn't he shoot? He shoots a laser at Piccolo, remember?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's how he ended up in the water. When we thought he was dead.
That happens before you fight 17.
Okay, so then, yeah. So Cell, as Jake said, bodies the fuck out of Piccolo, including shooting a laser through him, similar to what Frieza did on Namek.
Yeah, damn.
When that happens, I was like, fuck no, man. Piccolo's dead? Because if Piccolo dies, the Dragon Balls are done.
That's Kami.
Finito. Too.
I mean, that was always the case, but yeah.
Like, it is over. For this shit, so it's like, fuck no, this has gotten very bad. But then so 17 is like, I'll kick your ass too, like, whatever the fuck you like, fuck me up, bro. And he thinks he beats Cell's ass, and Tien is watching also, very important information.
Yeah,
Tien is
very important,
witnessing this fight, both the Piccolo 17 and then the 17 Cell fight. So 17 like beats the shit out of Cell, like he knocks him the fuck up, and then he's like, kind of wrong turn of phrase.
Yeah,
he does not impregnate Cell, but
no.
He.
Well,
maybe it wasn't the wrong turn. Wow,
that worked out.
So he is just.
They have beautiful sex,
and Tien is watching. 17. Like, beats the hell out of Cell, and is like, oh, this guy's easy, and he's, like, boasting and shit like that, and gets a little too big for his britches, because Cell emerges from the ground behind 17 at one point.
No, you're missing a whole-ass beat of this.
Am I?
Yeah, Android 16 has to intervene. 17 gets his ass kicked by Cell. And then 16 is like, take the fucking gloves off. It's time to step in.
16 fights him after 17? I mean, I knew that, but like...
16 fights him, and then 17 gets sucked up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because he like blasts him into the fucking earth, and pops out. 16 shows... This is when 16 shows up. Up to this point, again, 16 has not really done much of anything besides be like, we must find Goku. And, like, petting birds and stuff. Also. But 16 steps in. He's like, 18, 17, you must run. Don't worry about me. I will stop him. And he is just a fucking man, dude. He beats Cell's ass. He rips his fucking tail off, which grows back, but it's still cool as hell.
He is absolutely destroying this man.
Yeah. Cell, like, stabs him with his tail to try and suck him up, which is this is why the synthetic part is important, but because he can't suck up 16. 16 just, like, pulls his tail out and rips that shit off.
This is probably... God.
He just manhandles the hell out of him.
I guess not back-to-back episodes, but in, like, a very close stretch of episodes, we get the 17 Piccolo fight and then 16 fighting Cell. And it's just, like, these are two of the best fights, like, this show has ever fucking had.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. This is one thing that...
Like, this fight was, like, fucking wrestling. Yeah. Like, professional wrestling of just, like, 16 is just...
hurling this man through the fucking ground.
And like, we've never seen this before from 16. We did not know what he was capable of, and this is...
Turns out he's strong as shit, dude.
Turns out he's awesome.
He has, like, rocket fists. Cell, like, knocks him to the ground, and, like, he's about to, like, do some shit to him, and he just, like, flips over and shoots his fucking fist at him and punches him straight in the fucking face. It's so damn cool. He grabs him, throws him into the fucking crust of the earth, pulls his fucking arms off, and then, like, blasts into the fucking crater. Yeah, he just, like, tucks the fists, like, under the armpits and cannons the fucking earth.
God, dude.
It's so cool. Granted, it doesn't work out because 17 and 18 do not flee. And what is probably my biggest complaint about this arc is the complete lack of any sort of logic 17 and 18 seem to display when it comes to their own personal safety.
Yeah.
It gets even worse later.
Yeah, I was gonna say, even, like, later on is actually worse.
But yeah, 17, despite 16's valiant efforts to save him, 17 does not flee, and Cell bursts out of the earth and sucks him up in a very gross way.
Very, very bad looking. The tail
is disgusting.
But so after sucking up 17, then Cell evolves. He is one step closer to perfection. And his evolved form is real weird looking.
Yeah. Not very bug-like, very frog-like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a good look.
Dragon Ball Z 0 for 2 on second forms.
Yeah.
On the middle forms, I'll say.
The middle transformation, middle evolutions are never a strong suit of anything.
Yeah. But so Cell has leveled up, and that's bad news for everybody because 16 is no longer effective against him.
Yeah,
and so
16 was stronger than him.
Yes,
because 16 seems to just, like, have everybody's power level on lock somewhere in his fucking mind.
Yeah,
his mind. But now he's like, I am no longer able to defeat Cell.
Cell, like, blasts a chunk of his head off.
Yeah, he does.
And it's like, oh shit, great. But so, and 18 is still here, and now that's 16 is not cannot defend her, and it's like, this bitch cannot even run away now because, like, Cell is too powerful, too fast. This is bad news.
Mm.
And by God, whose music is that?
Who the fuck? The amount of shit that we've talked about Tien is just unconscionable.
He is, for a long time, he has been third-rate Dragon Ball Z fighter. He has not really been... That man has really not been relevant since his, like, tournament arc in the original Dragon Ball.
And it's a shame.
And it is a shame. Because I love Tien. Tien is awesome. Tien is so cool. And even his tournament arc was overshadowed immediately by the Piccolo, King Piccolo arc.
That's right.
So he's kind of always gotten short shrift.
Yeah.
And he's such a cool character.
And this is his fucking time.
And this is what he was made for.
Tien says, I've seen Toriyama
reached real deep into the bag and said, they'll never see this shit coming.
And he was right. Tien says, I've seen enough, time to step in. And he just like jumps into the air. Tri-beam time, motherfuckers. We all remember what this looked like back in the good old days.
Oh my god.
So he just fucking tri-beam blasts a damn hole through the earth. And
right on top of Cell.
Yeah. The thing, that shit was so cool when he had the fucking hand thing and it was like zeroing in on Cell. That was so fucking cool. That was cool.
Awesome. He's up in the air, blasting Cell with a tri-beam. He's like, ah!
Yeah. Like a fucking shotgun.
And he's just pump after pump after pump. And he's like, and 18 is like, I gotta fucking go.
Yeah.
So she takes 16, and 16's like, he's got like half his head fucking missing. So he's kind of like in dire straits as well. But yeah, she grabs him, gets the fuck off the island, flies to hide on one of the other islands out in the archipelago, I guess. And Tien is still just up there, just blasting the shit out of Cell.
This is the last stand of the Alamo.
This is
the last races.
This is the last stand of Tien. Yeah. Like, this is him staring down the, like, army.
Yeah. Jon Snow holding, facing off against, like, all the horsemen and shit.
And he just keeps fucking tri-beaming Cell.
And Cell can't get past it.
He can't do anything. And it's not that Tien is more powerful than Cell. Obviously, he's not.
He's not, like, damaging him. It's just the force.
He's not hurting Cell. He's just stopping him from doing anything.
Yeah, every time Cell has to, like, fucking fly out of this crater and, like, to get out away from Tien. But every time he starts to fly out, then Tien just blasts him and sends him back down. Over and over and over again. It's insane. And with every blast, then Tien is like drawing from his own sort of life force, so he is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Eventually he just gives out and collapses. But Tien, we salute you. You are our fucking pimp of the week. This,
I am not kidding, I think that's one of my favorite moments of this entire franchise.
It's up there, man.
It is up there with Piccolo standing in front of the, like, fucking Nappa beam.
Yeah.
Going for Gohan. It is up there with, oh my god, Goku going Super Saiyan. Like, this shit is unbelievable.
Goku punching through King Piccolo.
King Piccolo.
Unreal.
This is so, and what a character to do it with.
What a concept.
If it was Yamcha, I'd be like,
I'd be pissed.
Fuck this shit, man. But it's Tien.
You're telling me Yamcha,
you're
stop.
You're telling me
Cell.
Yamcha. But no, it's Tien. It is the most, like, noble character on this show.
See, this is a thing. This is, I think, an excellent counterexample to the main problem of Dragon Ball Z, this franchise. Which is that the way that it is just structured is in a very linear fashion, where the arrow is always going to be pointing up. People are always going to be getting stronger than the people that came before. And so naturally, a lot of people are not going to be able to keep up.
Yeah.
Tien among them. Yamcha arguably was never able to keep up.
Immediately irrelevant.
Piccolo. Don't know what Piccolo can do after fusing with Kami. It seems like he won't be able to keep up.
Hopefully not. I mean, hopefully that's not the case.
And so you get into, like, this bind, story narrative bind of, like, well, if Goku is the only relevant character here for the story, then, like, how do we make anything else interesting? This is one of the reasons why the Garlic Jr. arc was so bad. Mm-hmm. Was like, okay, you're fucking telling me that Garlic Jr. One, that Garlic Jr. is stronger than Frieza. And two, if he's not, then, like, why should I care? Like,
yeah.
Gohan and Piccolo have already fought Frieza.
Yeah.
Why why are they taking the time out of their day to fight Garg Jr. then?
Yeah.
Right? It's like that is an example of the sort of threat and the perceived power of the threat and the actual power of the threat being, like, mismatched.
I think there's ways to get around that that are just, like, you just can't have, like, straight up, like, oh, we, for narrative reasons, we have this villain and Piccolo, and they have to fight, right? Like, there's ways to get around, to make, like, a some sort of story arc focused on Piccolo work without having that feeling, but, like, it can't just be, like, oh, well, Piccolo just needs to be stronger than them.
It requires a sort of recalibration of, like, stakes.
Yeah.
And of understanding, like, the, that sort of linear narrative form, right? Like, I think that this moment with Tien is a great example because, like, this is, like, I mean, like, Cell is obviously League's power than Tien, but Tien is still useful in this moment.
Tien still matters.
Tien steps up, and, like, Tien still matters, which, like, that gives hope that, like, okay, if Tien matters right now, Tien can matter in the future.
Yes.
And Piccolo can matter in the future. Yes. And Krillin can matter in the future. And people can... There is a... Like, in this moment, then there's an understanding that, like, okay, you don't necessarily... Yeah, a character doesn't necessarily have to become irrelevant because they are not Goku.
Yeah, exactly.
And, the same, frankly, has been true of, like, the rest of this arc. Because the androids are not, like, the androids are the next step up from Frieza in terms of, like, powerful antagonists, but they're also not, like, the stakes with them are much different than they were with Frieza, than they are with Cell.
Which, like, is, like, it's weird. It's no longer, like, we have to save the planet, and it's more, we have to save the future.
Yeah.
And, that sounds...
We have to save the future, and we also have to save Goku.
Yeah. And, like, that's, like, that sounds like a, I guess, nondescript sort of difference, but, like, it does change the way that the antagonists sort of, like, are perceived and are written.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have a moment where now there is a threat to the world in the form of Cell, in the familiar way that, like, Frieza and...
We've returned back to the sort Vegeta of linearity of it.
And, but still, here we have a long irrelevant character who is able to make those stakes, who is able to still address those sort of familiar stakes in a way that is, like, number one, within the character, but, like, they didn't just make Tien super powered out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah,
I mean, Tien's been training, but, like, you know, he's still a fucking Tien. But they're able to fit him into the world-ending stakes of Cell in a way that is not him overpowering Cell, but in him for one episode having the upper hand.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's enough. And that's enough to renew hope for every other side character and for the rest of the saga. Not that the saga was, like, faltering or anything like that, but more just that, like, wow, this saga is going the fuck off. Yeah. If Tien is having a significant role for one episode, like, I fucking love that. I love this part, this moment so damn much, dude.
Like, it's great.
It is awesome. So then, okay, so Piccolo is actually not dead, and he manages to get, I'm compressing a little bit, but, like, him and Tien end up in the upper world.
Well, Goku teleports down to save them.
Yeah.
And Cell, that's the first time that he meets Cell.
Yeah.
And Cell meets him, he's like, oh, so you're Goku. Cell's voice, very gross.
Yeah.
Don't like it, which is why I will not be imitating it.
Even though he could.
I could. And so, Goku drops down, picks up Tien, picks up Piccolo, and teleports back up to the upper world and drops him off. They get some nice beans.
Yeah. Bulma's up there.
And
with baby Trunks.
So
then Cell is, he has to hunt down 18. And the way he's gonna do that,
Vegeta and Trunks are out at this point, I believe.
The way Cell is gonna hunt down 18 because she's hiding her power level and Android 16 is hiding his as well. They've found an island they're chilling on.
Yeah, they can't really get far because 16 is very injured right now and 18 is having to, like, basically carry him.
Yeah. So Cell, what Cell does is he flies up and is like, you know what, there's a lot of islands here, but if I just blow them all the fuck up, then eventually I'm gonna find her.
Yeah, he just starts, like, duking out with.
Yeah, just killing hundreds of people, and it's very fucked up. And it starts getting closer and closer to 18.
Cell has killed scores more people than Frieza.
He is genocidal. But so Trunks and Vegeta are out, and meanwhile Krillin has his own mission. He doesn't even know who Cell is at this point. He has been tasked with Bulma's like deactivation switch for the androids is complete, and she gave it to Krillin because like we said, everybody else is kind of occupied with other things at the moment.
Krillin, you are on page 2. We are on page 5 right now. We need you to catch up.
So Krillin has to take the switch to the androids to shut them down because he thinks they are still the primary threat. However, Krillin's having this conflict, internal conflict, because he thinks Android 18 is a hottie and a damn girlfriend.
That she has a thing for him.
Yeah. Does she?
Who can say?
Probably not, but damn, Krillin. So he's kind of going back and forth with himself. He's like, damn, am I really gonna kill the only woman I've loved? And it's like, okay.
But Vegeta shows up before Cell can get to the androids island.
Yes, Vegeta and Trunks are done with their training, so Goku and Gohan enter the time chamber.
Oh, it should be said, before this point, then whenever they were all, like, linked up in the upper world, then, like, Bulma get handed out, like, a bunch of, like, Saiyan armor to them all. So now they're all, like, kitted out.
Yeah.
So Trunks has longer hair also because it's been a year.
He looks like...
And Saiyan hair, while it does not grow, human hair does. Yeah. And Trunks, being half Saiyan, half human, his hair grows.
His hair is gonna grow, and you're gonna like it. It is canon that Saiyans are born with the hair they will always have.
That's... Yes.
Which is...
Makes me wonder if they fantastic. Get a haircut, what happens?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Like what? Oh man, poor Nappa.
Poor Raditz, dude. Can you imagine baby Raditz with that shit?
Man.
I just cannot get over that. That was, they took like
2 minutes. They took a second out to
explain
to point that out.
Yeah.
Well, Gohan, you see,
Saiyans are born with all the hair they'll ever have. Like, oh, okay.
That's cool.
So Vegeta shows up.
He is kicking Cell's ass.
Yes.
Not much else needs to be said.
Yes, because he is very strong.
Yeah. But he calls himself Super Vegeta. Is this the level beyond Super Saiyan? I have no fucking idea. I'm sure that they'll make a very fine point of that when it does happen, but...
Yes.
I'm not certain, so maybe this is it. Don't know.
So, yes. Phase 2 Cell is getting just hammered by Vegeta, and it's kind of awesome.
Trunks is watching.
Meanwhile, Krillin is approaching 18, right? While this is happening?
That happens towards the end of the fight, okay. For obvious reasons.
So then Krillin gets there, right? And he comes out from behind a rock with the fucking switch. And has a very visible struggle with himself that ends with him destroying the switch and thus allowing Android 18 to live. And Android 18 sees it and is like...
She's like, who are you?
She's like, you again? The fuck? And she recognizes the switch too. She's like, oh my god, were you gonna kill me? And he groans like...
Yeah.
I was, but you're so freaking hot.
She's like, oh, okay.
Okay, well... Bad shit's going on over here, and Krillin then sees fucking Cell and is like, well, fucked up a little bit there.
Yeah.
Because Cell Damn, dude, Cell was a good villain.
Cell was so cool.
He doesn't have the just bottomless arrogance of Frieza or Vegeta, I guess. He has something different. I think he has charisma.
Yeah.
Which is like the other like this antagonists form of Cell, don't.
Not so much, because he is, again, unpleasant to look at and listen to.
Yes. But he can talk.
Yeah.
And he figures out what Vegeta's all about. What Vegeta's into. And if there's one thing Vegeta's into, longtime listeners will know that
it's getting fucking owned.
It's getting his ass beat so that he can get more powerful. He loves that shit. And
remember when he told Krillin to kill him?
Yeah. It's fucking awesome. So Cell figures that out.
Awesome.
Basically promises Vegeta, like, yo, if you don't kill me right now and let me do my thing, let me work, then I will be the strongest opponent you've ever fought in your life.
And we can have a great fight. Because here's the thing, Vegeta and Trunks makes this known. I think Piccolo, because Piccolo and Tien are, like, watching from the upper world.
Yeah.
Don't ask how, I guess.
Yeah, not sure how.
But it is made very, in no uncertain terms, that Vegeta could kill Cell right now.
Yes.
That's how strong Vegeta is, and that is how this fight is going. But he does not, because he would rather have a fucking great fight against a powerful opponent than to wipe him out. It's
unfathomable.
Man, oh man.
It's perfectly in line with character.
Is it ever?
But boy, does he fucking suck, dude.
Yeah. Trunks sees this happening, and is like, I cannot abide, and so he jumps in and starts beating the shit out of Cell, but then Vegeta fights off against Trunks, and Trunks, like, kicks Vegeta or something and sends him, like, flying into the ocean or whatever, and Vegeta's just, like, floating. Just, like, thinking of it. I was like, huh.
Well, like, damn.
My son did just kick my ass right now.
So then doesn't Cell turn towards 18?
Cell gets 18. And it's not good.
It is very bad, in fact. He sucks her up in his tail. Very unpleasant.
Not a good scene.
And the final evolution is underfoot.
Yeah.
And
basically the whole world, like, lights up when this happens. It's insane.
You know that shit kind of serious, though.
Yeah.
Cell smoking chronic out here. And he emerges as the Cell that we all know and love.
Yeah.
Is that very iconic form with the, like ivory face and the, like, mottled, like, green and black.
The shape up.
Body, yep, the shape up. I said he looks like a JoJo character.
I disagree. And I've read all of JoJo.
He is out here. He is perfect Cell now.
Yeah, he is.
And it's fucked
up. Is he ever?
And
so Vegeta,
he's like, well, shit, let me get a piece of that ass, bro.
And he gets the fucking... he gets knocked the hell out, dude.
He gets absolutely destroyed.
Well, he does get one good hit in with the final flash, which is insane.
That's right, he does, yeah.
Blows off fucking half of Cell's body, but yeah. Then he just regrows it, and then he just walks up and knocks him the hell out. There's a very undignified shot of Vegeta unconscious, just, like, slumped on the ground as, like, the ground is, like, being broken up and shit, and his body just, like, slides, like, slightly further in. Embarrassing.
I cannot believe that they included that, just because it's so...
They did him so dirty.
Disrespectful to Vegeta. But so while Vegeta's getting absolutely served,
Krillin also
Cell.
Almost gets killed.
Yeah,
instantly by Cell.
That's right. He just gets kicked, and that's it.
Yeah.
But Trunks is watching, and this is another part that I don't like. My only other real, like, qualm, in addition to the androids. Like,
oh, we should say Android 18 theoretically had ample time to flee. While
yeah,
Cell and Vegeta were
could
fighting.
Have absolutely gotten away.
16 was telling her, like,
18, bitch, you have to get out.
But that's, she just, like, stood there.
That's a qualm for sure, is the android's sort of, like, stubbornness, illogically. My other qualm would be Trunks during this time.
This is a hell of a fucking decision on his part. Yeah,
kind of real wild logic going on here. But so Trunks is watching his father get his absolutely served by Cell. And he makes it known, he's with Krillin, he makes it known to Krillin that he is much stronger than Vegeta.
Yes.
And that he could step in and they could have a chance. But he chooses not to, because he does not need...
He doesn't want Vegeta to see him being more powerful than him.
Being more powerful.
Which is like, man, okay, what to unpack with that one.
Yeah, like, Trunks, I understand. You grew up without Vegeta. You grew up without a dad. And ever since you met your dad, he's been kind of a dick to you.
He's, like, been extremely shitty.
Like, I get it. This is not the time to try and, like, win your father's favor, especially in such a way that he will just fundamentally not know you're even doing.
Yeah.
Like, Vegeta does not care that you are weaker than him. Yes, he would. Trunks is not wrong. He would be pissy if Trunks hopped in and immediately fucking outclassed Vegeta. He's not wrong about that. But the reasoning behind not doing it does not really make a lot of sense. But that's where we are.
Yeah. We do not have to save Vegeta's pride, Vegeta's ego, at the cost of, you know...
humanity.
Yeah.
But that's the decision he makes.
Yeah, so Vegeta gets fucking his lights knocked out. And Trunks is like, alright, Krillin, I'm gonna go fight Cell now because my dad is knocked out. You take Vegeta, you take this last Senzu bean, and you get him somewhere safe. And so
Goku and Gohan are still training.
Yes. Gohan has gone Super Saiyan.
He's learned how to get Super Saiyan, and he got a haircut.
Let's get a round of applause in the chat for Gohan.
Yeah. Way to go, Gohan. Woo!
Yeah. We love it. So, I like his new haircut.
I do too. So then it's Trunks versus Cell, and Trunks is, like, pumping up.
Yeah,
like,
he is
juicy. It's weird.
I don't like that shit.
It is kind of weird.
Kind of gnarly.
And he is out here trying to beat up Cell. He's not having a lot of luck, and Cell is just kind of beating his ass because, as Trunks realizes, the reason that, like, my dad stopped training... or my dad, like, leveled off in the time chamber is because he knew getting this, like, fucking juiced that Trunks currently is was gonna slow him down.
Yeah.
And that's how Cell is beating them, is his speed.
Up to that point, then Trunks was, like, landing quite a few good hits on Cell, it looked like. But then Cell is just like, excuse me. Cell just, like, takes a moment and is like, all right, how about I just, like, win now, then? And Trunks just cannot come close to him.
He cannot deal.
He's like, what is happening with this? And, yeah, it's because Cell has realized that, oh, you've been, like,
these
pumping...
big boys.
Yeah, you've been, like, putting all your, like, stats into, like, power, but you should have been distributing them across power and speed, because now you can't catch me. Cell, theoretically, seems to be a perfect fusion of power and speed, given how he was able to beat the hell out of Vegeta and counteract Trunks.
He is the perfect warrior.
Yeah, he's awesome.
That much is clear. And so, that brings us to the fucking...
So Trunks realizes, like, I can't win right now, and so he, like, turns off the Super Saiyan and is like... And Cell is like, okay, so, let me... way out a plan for you here, Trunks. I wanted to start. I know that Goku is out here somewhere, and Goku is apparently big shit. I want to fight Goku, and I want to do it in the World Martial Arts Tournament. All of the old heads are watching this, and they're screaming right now.
They're freaking out, me included.
Yeah.
Going, So is that fucking bitch, dude.
He is gonna bring back the tournaments to Dragon Ball Z.
God bless him.
Yeah. If you just started with Dragon Ball Z, you don't know
tournaments. You don't know anything about a tournament. You don't know how fucking good they are.
Three out of the four best arcs of Dragon Ball tournament arcs.
Tournaments. Yes.
Yes. It is what this show is made to do.
The DNA. Really, like, all of these, like, fucking, like, action animes.
Yeah.
Take from that, like, formula of the, like, fighting tournament.
Yeah.
And it's not here in Z.
No.
Until Cell.
Thinking about that a little while back. I was like, we're, like, over halfway through this show and there hasn't been any tournaments yet. Like, that's weird.
Not even a mention.
Nope. And now it's back. Because apparently it was retired because, like, Goku would just win all of them, which... Fair
makes
enough.
Sense, yeah.
Yeah. But Cell is like, all right.
Bet.
Anybody can join. The Cell games are going to begin. Anybody can join.
10 days.
Yep. Anybody, you can get any number of fighters to come in and fight me, and I will defeat all of them.
Dog, it's so badass.
Like, you have 10 days to train. Keep your eye on the local news.
Holy shit. Yeah, right, because he's going to appear on, like, a broadcast. Oh, my God. This is where it ends. This is...
Yeah.
Up to what we've seen is Cell...
Just drop... Throw down the gauntlet.
Saying, let's bring it back for the long-time fans.
Yeah.
Long-time listeners will know. And I think that's... It's so cool. Fucking cool, dude. Absolutely not where I thought this was going at all. 100% thought we were gonna get like 20 episodes of Trunks and then
Gohan for Goku.
And then Goku getting there, like,
see,
fighting
the
to the death.
Here's how you know that this stuff has been good, is that we've technically been waiting for Goku the whole time, and mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like it at all.
Yep, 100%. First it was the disease, then it was the fucking
Vegeta and Trunks fighting or training, and Goku's just like hanging out. Goku, this is not Goku's shining hour, this saga, because, like, he doesn't do much, first of all. He also, like, wails on Gohan a few times, and it's some very uncomfortable moments.
Goku does not lay a finger on anybody.
Except Gohan.
Except Gohan.
It's fucked up.
Kind of weird. But the addition of, or the reintroduction of a tournament... Makes
so
me
good.
So excited.
I can't wait.
To keep watching this. I think, like, I think this is the best saga so far.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like, I think the antagonists from Android 17 and 18 to Cell, like, they're all fucking great. And Cell isn't just, like, Cell doesn't just, we haven't really talked a lot about Cell. And I imagine going forward, like, we're gonna see a lot more of Cell. But, like, he doesn't, like, he's different from the other antagonists in, like, a weird way, because, like, he still fits the, like, characteristics of, like, super powerful warrior, threatens life, I guess.
Yeah.
The very broad, like,
the concept of life.
Dragon Ball Z, like, villain.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he's so different. Like, he doesn't really talk, or he does talk shit, but, like, he's very...
He is almost more concerned with, like... He's very goal-oriented in a way that, like, Frieza and Vegeta, like, were not, but that feels, like, weird to say. Where it's, like, they got caught, like, they had their goals, and then they got caught up fighting Goku. Cell is like, okay, I'm going to suck up the androids and evolve. Okay, now I'm going to fucking fight Goku at the Cell games, or whatever.
It's and like, then I will beat Goku, and then I will...
Yes.
Eliminate humankind.
Yeah.
And it's like...
It's like, alright, go off.
I don't mean, it makes sense. Like, he is, like, a robot. Like, it makes sense that he would be this, like, regimented sort of, like,
mm-hmm.
functioning creature. But, like, his personality is, like, different. Like, he's, like, he's very...
He's,
like,
when he talk, he is, like, whenever he takes his, like, perfect form, the shit talk is so good, dude.
Yeah.
At God level.
Yep.
He is absolutely dragging Vegeta through the fucking mud.
He's fucking tight. He's awesome.
We didn't really talk a whole lot about 16. I feel like there's still a shoe to drop with 16.
I do too.
Because
he's still around.
He's still around. Well, I mean, like, he's not going to get, like, killed right now. Because Stella has gone away.
Yeah.
But
I could see him getting fixed up and entering the cell games.
I could also see that.
I do too. I think there's something. There's
fight
something
for my
else.
Friends.
There's something else about him.
Yeah, 16. There's a weird air around 16 of like.
Why is he so powerful?
Why is he so powerful? Why is he like been designed with such a single-minded mission to kill Goku? Why does he like not exist in Trunks' timeline?
Yep. There's
all these sort of things. I don't know if any of these things are gonna pay off, and we'd be kind of disappointed if they don't. But I'm not really anticipating it, but he is, like, an interesting guy.
Why is he, like, peaceful?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on with
16? He is mostly pacifistic.
Yeah. Which is, he's interesting.
Yeah.
For sure.
I like 16 a whole lot.
I like every character that's been introduced in this saga. Like,
yeah, honestly. I've not missed Goku's presence.
Me neither.
Which I think is impressive considering he's a main character.
He's like the like object the pod orbits around, and it's like,
and it's doing fine without him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm kind of really excited to see what happens when he enters into the pod again.
I am too.
Like,
do you think that he's gonna beat Cell? Because like, I don't know.
I have no idea. I do not know where.
I feel like I imagine that, like, yes, he will beat Cell, but like, I don't know what that's gonna look like.
I mean, yes.
Is he gonna reach the second Super Saiyan level?
Like, I think Cell will be defeated. I have no idea what the path to that looks like, and that's really exciting because like. Not that, like, you know, Dragon Ball is, like, Dragon Ball is a pretty predictable show in terms of, like, you know, once you know how the beats go, then that's how they go. But this saga's been different. Like, this saga has consistently changed shit up, consistently, like, put things, turned things on its head in such a way that's been, like, super compelling. And I'm really excited to see where it goes. I have no idea where the saga's gonna go. Should we be doing another episode after the Cell games? Or
I imagine so, yeah.
I feel like we should. What if that's not the end of the arc, though?
Then no.
Okay. Only if it is the end of the saga?
Yeah. Whenever we're done with Cell, then
we gotta put
we record again.
Put a bow on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this has been a great saga so far.
I'm a huge fan.
I'm a really, really big fucking fan. Garlic Jr., absolute like blip on my memory.
Yeah, who even
who is who? She yeah.
But Trunks
friendship ended with
Trunks
Jr.
on it's been absolute money
dynamite.
Yeah,
5 stars, the best the show franchise has ever been, for sure. I think that's probably gonna do it.
Yep. Do we do shout outs on these episodes?
Yeah, we can. What would you like to shout out? Because I'll shout out something, too.
I've been reading JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which maybe you've heard about
this. This isn't the book podcast. This isn't the book cast.
Huh?
The pod book.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Get the fuck out of here with
that. Yeah,
it.
No. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. If you thought that Battle Tendency was great, buddy.
Which I did.
You don't even know the half of it.
I'm excited.
It somehow does not somehow only gets better, and I mean that.
Hell yeah.
Full factual. Don't know what that means, but that's my new saying.
Cool.
Yeah, so JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, read it illegally online or legally online.
Hell yeah,
take your pick.
I'll give a shout out to the Castlevania anime that I've seen the first 2 seasons of on Netflix. It is very, very, very cool. There was probably like a 3-episode stretch in the second season that kind of did not really hold my interest that well, but damn, does it end fucking strong. Very gory. Very,
that's
very
cool.
Very gory. Very bloody and gruesome action. Very good action, though. And very, like, it's cool. I keep thinking, when watching it, like, how cool it is that they were built this off of, like, a video game franchise. Because, like, the stories of Castlevania are, like, none of this shit. But, like, I mean, Castlevania is, like, is a really cool property to me. Like, aesthetics are very cool. The games are great. I've only played, I guess, Symphony of the Night. But that game's great. Mm-hmm. But, like, the fact that they were able to build out this, like, lore and this, like, storyline and, like, setting and shit, like, that is, like, I think really well done and, like, is really impressive. I would like to see this be the direction that video game, like, I guess TV or movie adaptations go, is, like, building on the established framework of the video games, not, like, necessarily adapting the stories one-to-one or, like, mm-hmm. whatever, like, building instead on the world that the video games create, like, because I think this show does a really, really good job of it, and I'm really excited to continue with season 3. Have not started it yet. Don't know when I'm gonna start it. Maybe next day or two.
Have we recorded since you finished Devilman?
I don't think we did.
Okay. Do you want to give that a shout out, or?
Yeah, I'll shout out Devilman.
Just want to move on.
I think Devilman Crybaby. So Devilman Crybaby, an anime on Netflix. I think it was really good.
All right.
I think that was a really good series. There's a point where that show changes a lot.
It sure is.
Probably like episode like 5 or whatever. The first half of the show, I think, was more about shock value.
Yep.
Way more.
I take a lot of issue with the first half.
Way more of, like, wow, I bet you've never seen titties like this in an anime. And it's like, wow, I haven't. That's pretty cool, Devilman. What a weird... The first half is fine, I think. There's far more, like, less... Far more objectionable stuff in the first half, though.
Then it goes full Eva.
And then it goes full Eva. I couldn't stop thinking about fucking Eva at the, like, last episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, straight up, like, the iconography of End of Evangelion is, like, straight in that fucking finale. I think the ending is really good
in Devilman.
The comparison is kind of... doesn't really extend beyond aesthetics, but, like, I think the ending of Devilman is way better than the end of Evangelion.
The movie or the show?
The movie.
Okay.
I like the show's ending. I really like the ending of Devilman.
I cannot explain to you the feeling I felt. We're not going to spoil this show because, you know, we didn't actually talk in depth about it at all.
No.
It's been fucking... like 3 years since I've seen it also. But I cannot tell you the feeling that I felt in episode 9 when things did not work out.
Yeah.
Because I really thought that they would.
Episode 9 is wild because it just immediately goes like... It's like, oh, we're just gonna rip the fucking...
Yeah, it's...
Rip the cover off of this everything.
Yeah.
And it introduces, like, a whole lot of things that it's, like, it was dancing around, but then it just, like, goes full bore into, like, okay, this is what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
And...
When things went bad, then I was not expecting them to go as bad as they did go.
In the show or just that episode?
Both.
Yeah, things go very bad in that show. Kind of.
They sure do.
I think it's a really good anime. I think it's a really good example of, like, what anime does, I think, well in a mature space. Like, that is not an anime for kids in any in any fucking aspect. Do not let your children watch Devilman Crybaby unless they're, like, extremely mature and, like, well adjusted. Because, like, very graphic, very, like, a lot of nudity, a lot of sex. Very, very, very like, very upsetting and, like, disturbing sort of, like, content, and, like, ideas.
Here's what makes the second half better than the first half, is that the the shocking elements and just the disturbing sort of content of it feels like it has a place.
Yeah, I would agree.
And it has a purpose.
Yeah.
Which is fine if you want to do that. Just
Yes, I agree. Purpose. Like that. Yeah, that's the issue with the first half. I think is like it was very much just like, oh, we're gonna do this for, just to like really make you think, like really like freak you out, man, or like really like catch you off guard, shock you, like shock value, I guess. But like second half, it was like, okay, no, I get what this show is doing.
This is like being done for a point.
Yep. And I think that ending is. I think the ending is great.
I know
there's like controversial opinions around the ending among viewers. I can imagine one reason why, which is dumb, but I guess it's always gonna exist. But like, I find it hard to believe that somebody would watch the ending and not really understand what happened at the very end with Rio.
The last episode is a trip.
Yeah, it is. But like at the very end with like Ryu and Akira, like, is great, I think.
Yeah, dude.
And is like holy shit, man.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's a so shout out to Devilman Crybaby. I do think that is actually I think that's a really great series. All things considered, goes very into some very very dark places.
Yeah, I feel like this is as much as we can.
Yeah,
we're talking about it without actually talking about it.
Yeah, and I don't really want to do a whole podcast on it, but I would comfortably recommend it to fans of people who are interested in a mature, very mature anime. Also, I watched it dubbed. Did you watch it?
I don't remember if I watched it dubbed.
I thought the dub was really good. Rio, I don't know who the hell was doing that voice, but they were fucking it up.
Rio is a great character.
He is something else.
He sure is.
Okay, so I think that's gonna do it for us.
Yeah.
We'll be back whenever we'll be back.
That's right.
Definitely back
to talk about buildings.
Talk about buildings. Bye-bye.